From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and this is Sunday the 27th of April. Did you find the Easter egg in last week's text version? It did get a bit scrambled and reformatted, but if you look carefully down the left-hand side of each line, it spells Happy Easter. Hope you had a good one. Before I get to club activity, here's a shout-out to all other club officers of Queensland Amateur Radio Clubs. Hardly any of us have met, which is a huge pity, and if you're going to be at the WIA AGM in Bendigo next Saturday, please come and find me and say hello. Now, to Darling Downs Radio Club news. Coming up on 10th of May, and that's only 2 weeks away, we're running our inaugural annual club fox hunt and family day. The actual hunt will start at 10:30 on Saturday and will run no further than a 15-kilometre radius from the starting location at Peacehaven Park in Highfields, just north of Toowoomba. The fox frequency will be 145.650 kHz, and the hunt is going to be staged so that experienced hands and rank beginners can both have fun. It doesn't matter where you are in the state of Queensland or New South Wales, we'd love to have you come and join us. We already know of a few distant households who will come to stay in Toowoomba overnight, and the aim is to be as social as possible. The hunt will start from Peacehaven Botanic Park on Cools Road in Highfields, a truly lovely location that hardly anyone knows about. Peacehaven Botanic Park is also the location for the post-hunt barbecue. Tons of parking, easy access, wet weather protection, and great family amenities. OMs, YLs and harmonics, who aren't hunting, can turn up at 11:45. We'll come and join you after the hunt. Bruce, VK4MQ, is a really good fox and has made it easy to get going with this hunt. Our aim is for it to be fun for all and particularly social. Tips, construction ideas, how to enter, location and barbecue details, and information about the briefing session will run on Zoom. Yep, we're going to do that. It'll all be on the club website at www.ddrci.org.au and click on the upcoming event notification for the 10th of May. It's that easy. And in other coming up info, our next club tech session is on Monday the 12th of May, when we'll be joined by Simon, VK4TSC, from the Brisbane Wison Group, to guide us on the Wison state of mind and talk about the Hip Pocket Challenge Horse Enduro, which has been rescheduled for Southbrook on the 28th of June. Simon's team is looking for helpers from our club, and it's a great way to learn the ropes. Details about that on the website too. Finally, for this week, something off the wall. If you're a fan of science fiction movies, you might have heard of a movie from 2000 entitled Frequency. It's a typical amateur radio experience. Due to aurora activity, a ham radio operator gets to talk to his son 30 years in the future on the same transmitter that the father is using in the past. Now, that's not normally what happens on 15 metres, but it's a pretty cool yarn involving firemen, cops, space-time continuum, parallel universes, baseball, and a Heathkit transceiver. For an undisclosed time, Frequency is available to watch on ABC iView for free. Every ham should see it, and it's safe for a date night with the YL. More info in the Q News text edition. Drop a line to secretary at ddrci.org.au and let us know what you thought. I'm John, VK4JPM, and I'll catch you next week, or 30 years ago, if I can get on 15 metres. 73s.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. Here in the Toowoomba area, be sure to tune in to 146.750, the VK4 RDD repeater at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings and then again at 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings. I'm Dave, VK4DAK.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It was a comment about the quality of the image on one of the free-to-air TV channels that started me thinking about progress. Compare the sound reproduction of a portable cassette player to a digital machine, and you can appreciate the way things have improved. With television, the images that we get when archived material is shown is appalling to the images we saw on the screens in our living rooms 30 or more years ago. Just as the digital TV was a vast improvement over the old PAL services, the newer high definition is another jump ahead in home entertainment. This brought me around to thinking about the radios that I have used in the past. Budgets being what they are on the domestic front, most of my rigs have been second-hand, so already showing their ages by the time I got to use them. From hybrid to fully solid-state HF radios, there seems not to be much difference in performance. From someone who started listening on the large console receiver dominating the lounge room and then went through homemade and commercial simple sets, it was amazing at the time what the multiband and multimode brand name transceiver could do. Still, as most of us will have experienced, these older rigs had their own characteristics which made them good, but at times finicky and annoying on reception. They're perfectly usable, but you have to tolerate overlapping signals and front-end overload from time to time, as they represent the technology of the period of manufacture. More recently, I was able to purchase an Asian, but not big brand name, QRP transceiver, which has provided a lot of fun when I've been able to use it. It's an SDR, and it has been my introduction to the multicoloured scrolling display. What a great little rig that is yet to do duty out in the open. It is versatile and every bit as good as the best shortwave rig that I have owned. Over the past couple of weeks, I have been fortunate to use a full-blown 100-watt SDR transceiver made by a major Japanese company. Before receiving this piece of kit, I watched several online videos and took note of what users and reviewers had to say. I must say that I have yet to put a signal on air, and I have to fight the electrical noise which envelops this QTH, but the received signals and sensitivity just blows me away. I'm using a shortened centre-loaded vertical antenna in a poor location, but pulling voices out of nothing is amazing. There can be no trace on the display, and the audio is readable. There can be close-by signals without heterodyning, and I have yet to find out how this unit handles a really close-by and strong signal. I suspect it will use the AGC to the best advantage and still provide a clean signal through the speaker. I am impressed with the improvements that digital technology is providing now and hope we all appreciate the engineering developments in our recreation. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.